Welcome. The topic today is HUDSTAT, run by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUDSTAT is a unique effort to break down the silo mentality that's often common among large government agencies. In other words, different departments working independently rather than collaboratively. It's also designed to focus the agency on key strategic goals and to help it achieve those goals. It's an initiative at the cutting edge of what high-performance government looks like, with implications for federal, state, and local agencies. To tell us more about HUDSTAT, we're joined by Lisa Danzig, who is the Director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at HUD. Lisa, thanks for being with us, and start us off by telling us about HUDSTAT in your words.
So HUDSTAT aims to try and measure our agency performance across, right now we have 7 different priority goals, and we look at each of those goals every quarter. The secretary leads a discussion with all of his senior staff, but it includes frontline staff and the directors as well, and as well as I mentioned, the field as part of that discussion and the support functions. And the goal is really to set targets at the very beginning of the process. So every 2 years we go through a target setting process. And then to put together the data, which, as you said, you know, the analysis component that starts about 7 weeks before each meeting, to look at how are we doing actually against that target. And then in the meeting itself, which lasts about 2 hours around a, you know, U-shaped table that looks a little bit like the UN with microphones and often a peanut gallery of observers, sometimes including reporters, we discuss how are we doing against that target. Have we exceeded the target? If so, why? If we're below the target, why is that? What are some of the best practices that we've noticed in one part of the country that we might be able to apply to another part? Or what are some of the challenges that are surfacing? And from that meeting, then we develop a set of action items that we follow up on in between meetings and usually kick off the next meeting then with a set of updates on those action items.
And Secretary Sean Donovan leads the meetings, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of what's unusual about the HUDSTAT as compared to other federal stat projects. My understanding is the number 2 person often is the one leading the discussion. But the secretary is, as he likes to say, a numbers guy, loves this session, loves the opportunity, I think, to dig into the information. He's incredibly skilled at kind of looking at a chart of data and figuring out what the variance, you know, what might be driving what or what the interesting question is. And this is an opportunity really for him to dig into the bread and butter of the operations of the organization and understand, you know, what are we doing to increase our ability to serve, you know, low-income families in our public housing, or what are we doing to help prevent people from, you know, becoming foreclosed upon? What are we doing to end chronic or veterans homelessness? And in some respects, the performance discussion is a little bit of, you know, drifts into a policy discussion, but to the extent we can, I think the secretary is very invested in maintaining the integrity of the conversation so that it really is one grounded in the facts and the data that we have.
And who else, Lisa, are in the HUDSTAT meetings?
So it's assistant secretaries, so the most senior people in the organization, the deputy secretary, chief of staff, and then the chief procurement officer, chief IT, human capital officer, and all the way down to really the people closest to the issue. So we really try and have the people with the most knowledge and information, whether that's in the field or at headquarters, directly communicating results to the secretary.
I'd like to try and differentiate HUDSTAT from a more traditional management check-in meeting, where you bring your senior managers in and talk about how things are going. How do you see the difference between a traditional check-in meeting and HUDSTAT?
I think when you do these check-in meetings, often you're looking at outputs. You know, how many units have we verified the financials for, or we're doing inspections on. You're kind of managing, you're in the line management, so to speak. And it's very hard as a manager, I think, to pull back from that and ask the broader question, how many occupied units are there? How many people are we actually serving? Since that's kind of a couple steps removed from the day-to-day operations of what you're managing. And it's even harder to do that across programs where you might have different definitions of what an occupied unit means. And you certainly have different systems, and it's very hard to pull together information, much less create any accountability to some joint goal. So I think the benefit of a HUDSTAT is that instead of public housing looking at, you know, the various metrics that they're looking at to manage appropriately, and multifamily housing doing the same thing, you're doing this holistically to say, we're going to serve 200,000 more families this year, and we're going to collectively strive to achieve that goal. In an individual check-in meeting, you might be saying, well, we have a contract action that's stuck. You know, in this forum, you can say, we have a contract action that's stuck, and the secretary can say to the chief procurement officer, why is it stuck? So real time, you're solving problems. It's not just a kind of status update. It's an opportunity to really push things along.
Lisa, I think it may be worth reminding our listeners about a rather unique aspect of HUDSTAT, which is that these meetings are about cross-agency They're not focused on specific programs or offices within the agency.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, I think, also different thing between us and other federal stat programs that I think do it by bureau or department, you know, by each component. We do it by goal. We're talking tomorrow about family and chronic homelessness, and it's one of the first times that the three different contributing entities will have an opportunity to talk about their strategies and what they committed to in the beginning of our planning process to accomplish, and how does that translate in our goal to end chronic homelessness in 5 years, and how do we align our resources to do that? And this is the first time where we've really tracked a number of these things, certainly in any public way, but where the whole agency is really conscious of it. So when we're tracking our homeless goals, you know, we're tying the information that we might have in our research shop around how many homeless people are there on the streets to the activities that we're doing. And for the first time, in a very concentrated way, being able to see the relationship between our investment of our programs and resources and the effect on our mission outcomes. So, you know, and our veterans homeless is a really great example where two different programs are contributing, and we were able to reduce homelessness by 20%. So 1 in 5 veterans are now not sleeping on the streets as a result of this collaboration and work that we're doing. And that's a much cleaner, clearer story in the context of HUDSTAT, because we have a forum where we're talking about this every quarter with the secretary. So it just enhances, I think, both communications internally and externally to the Hill and all of our stakeholders around the impact of what we're collectively doing.
Give us another level of detail, if you would, Lisa, about how a typical HUDSTAT meeting operates. For example, how does it get kicked off?
So the discussion really starts with the assumption that everyone has read the PowerPoint slides, and that we're really starting right off the bat with discussion. So for each of the goals, there's a goal lead who kicks off the discussion, or, you know, and describes some opening comments to provide some context. And then usually the program that is responsible for delivery in that goal will give some opening comments or, you know, some contextual information, and sometimes pose kind of the big question at hand. And from there, the conversation is really a collective dialogue with the secretary often leading some of the questions. We also have what we call three questioners who participate in the meeting, who are at a senior level within the organization, sometimes have no context or background in foreclosure, if that's the topic, but are purely looking at the data from an outside perspective and providing, just kind of asking the obvious questions from somebody who might be more distanced from the content of it. So the conversation then flows within structured time periods, so 15 or 20 minutes for each kind of chunk of information, with a set of questions and then kind of tracking the action items associated with that. But really also trying to set the tone of a collaborative conversation, not one of, you know, we need to, you know, really nail anybody on anything. One of the principles of the meeting is to practice no surprises. So a lot of the prep in the 7 weeks that I mentioned in the analytics is kind of socializing the data that's been developed, ensuring there aren't any errors. One of the kind of signs of a good meeting is if we don't spend time deliberating over what a number, you know, if a number is accurate or not, but making sure that the conversation is really the most value add possible, especially with the secretary's time, since he's leading that meeting and drilling into the information as he kind of finds interesting.
We'll end this portion of the interview here, but the discussion will continue. I'm going to ask Lisa for her advice for those of you who may be considering launching an initiative like HUDSTAT, and I'll ask her a few other questions as well, and I'll post her answers to the blog. But for now, Lisa, thanks so much for being with us and for sharing your insights.
Thanks, Andy, for having me.